Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and newly updated iPhone user, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now, this week's blog is My Kool-Aid Moment. Apple loves you. I panicked when a dialog box popped up on my iPhone telling me that a new iOS update was available. I'd missed this bit of information in the big announcement about the coming of iPad 3. I had the option to download and install the update or to cancel. Of course I hit cancel and immediately sought out the advice of a more experienced iPhone user. "What does this mean?" I said. "Am I going to lose my information? How will I get my calendar dates back? Will I have to re-upload my address book?" I'd like to say he looked at me quizzically, but the expression on his face really said I'd lost my goddamn mind. I felt the need to explain myself. "I'm a former BlackBerry user," I said. "Whenever there was a software update, it took me a week or two minimum to recover. Sometimes there was no coming back. Near the end, my BlackBerry dumped all my calendar dates. Anything that happened in my life before 2009 was just gone, baby, gone. Best case scenario, it was my smartphone's way of telling me to live in the moment. But I doubt it." Now, with a more complete understanding of my angst, my eye guide spoke to me in a tone that one might use with abused children. He said, "Apple loves you. Apple wouldn't do that to you." And for some reason, I believed him. I didn't need or want to believe, I just did. I realized then and there that I was having a Jim Jones moment. I had not only drunk the Kool-Aid, but I was eagerly awaiting a second glass. For you Star Trek fans, I had accepted the will of Landru. For you Dune fans, my eyes had turned blue within blue and I was donning my stillsuit. My eye guide's only caveat was that I should do the update while I was connected to Wi-Fi. In the interim, I did a little research to find out what I could expect from iOS 5.1. For starters, I wouldn't have to unlock my phone to use my camera. That's a useful update, but one that doesn't take into account the devious mind of a prankster friend, grabbing your phone, snapping a few ass-on-the-copy-machine type pictures, and then returning your phone as if nothing ever happened. Post-update, Siri will now be able to understand Japanese. Banzai! This will provide hours of fun as I sip wine and shout out random sushi orders. Siri, Boston roll! As promised, the update took about 15 minutes, and when I turned my phone on, all my information was still there. Sorcery and magic, I say. Allegedly, there are bug fixes that address battery life, but I'm not seeing any improvement. If there's anything bad about the iPhone, it's the non-existent battery life. A masochistic meditation exercise is to unplug your iPhone and watch the battery life drop like the value of U.S. currency. In a way, though, this problem is comforting. It's emblematic of my Windows-dominated relationship with technology and therefore is an essential part of my step-down recovery. The bad battery gives me something to complain about, a problem to fix. If the iPhone was too perfect, it might compel me to force others to get one too, whether they wanted it or not. I would like to think that even Steve Jobs would have condemned and eschewed Apple Sharia law. The Kool-Aid tastes sweetest only when it is willingly sipped. Drink responsibly. Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma with music by Graydon Square. Please check out his work at graydonsquare.bandcamp.com. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff, the small stuff will sweat you.